Corsican Bubbles, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. Adapted for radio by Eric Scott and a George Edwards production. An appalling incident occurred on the opening night of the opera season in Paris when Captain Chateau Renaud, seeing Louis de Franchi in a box on the opposite side of the Paris Opera House, naturally mistook him for Lucien, whom he believed had insulted his wife. Hurrying round to the box, he struck Louis across the face in full view of the crowded house and challenged him to a duel. Pierre Gaudet stood by, helpless, unable to prevent this grave situation.
Captain Renaud, I implore you. The whole opera house is looking towards this box.
I don't care. In fact, I'm glad. All I do is return humiliation for humiliation.
Exactly what do you mean by that?
I've no need to explain, except that you've insulted my wife. However, tomorrow at 8, sir, my seconds will call upon you, and you may have your own choice, whether it be pistols or swords. Good night.
Louis, I know what's happened. Oh, this is deplorable. He's mistaken you for Lucien.
For Lucien?
Yes. There's something you haven't been told. Lucien took revenge for you.
Revenge?
Yes. He told me the story when he came back from Paris. He humiliated Amélie Latouche for what she had done to you.
Humiliated her?
Yes, he led her on and on, pretending he was you, and then he threw her aside.
Oh, heavens.
So you must explain, Louis. You must tell Captain Chateau Renaud that you're not the man.
No.
Why not? Good heavens, Louis, you're weak, ill. You're in no fit condition to fight a duel.
But I have my brother's honor to consider.
But this would be suicide.
I have the de Franchi honor to consider. That man struck me across both cheeks and in full sight of this audience. Even now they gape curiously. Opera glasses turn on me from every direction. Do you think I'd refuse to fight under these circumstances? If I do, I'm a white-livered coward.
Louis.
No, Pierre. I fight tomorrow at 8.
Oh, Louis. You can be in no mood for the opera now. Let's go home. Let's get out of this box, out of sight of these staring people.
No. I shall see the opera. I shall go into the foyer afterwards and talk with my friends. Why not? To leave this box now would be to appear before this audience like a rat hunted out of its hole. No, I'm no rat. I'll see this evening out just as though nothing had happened.
At last. What a nightmare.
You think so?
For me, yes. But for you, Louis, how did you do it? How did you go into the foyer and talk with your friends, knowing that tomorrow morning at 8, you have no fear?
No.
Even though you know that you haven't a chance. Don't you realize that Captain Renaud is a brilliant swordsman? And with the pistol, they say that he's an expert marksman. Louis, you have to reconsider your decision. You can't use a sword. You've never fired a pistol.
This time I did, after what happened tonight.
But it's suicide, Louis. Sheer suicide. Oh, please, won't you listen to what I say?
I made up my mind when I was insulted earlier. Nothing would alter that.
But what of your mother? Haven't you any consideration for her?
That's what I'm doing. Considering my mother. Considering the de Franchi name. I can't withdraw. What's more, I don't want to. Who knows? Perhaps a miracle might happen. Perhaps luck will be on my side.
Are you comfortable, Marianne?
Oh, wonderfully so. It did not tire you, having you move from the bedroom.
Oh, I feel ever so much better for it, sitting here in this armchair in the sun. What a lovely garden this living room looks into. The trees and the flowers and the brook.
Lucien's favorite spot is an enclosed section of the brook. It is there he keeps carp.
Really?
It came from the ponds of the old castle 100 years ago.
They live almost forever, don't they?
Ah, nothing lives forever, Marianne. Except furniture, books.
Oh, speaking of furniture, I wonder how soon it will be before Louis arrives back with his possessions. You must be excited, madame.
I am. I long to see the writing table which he says I will love so much, and the silken hangings, rose-colored, with embroidered pictures of peasant France.
They are for your very own room.
And most of all, I want to see that which will be a wedding present for you.
The canary in the cage?
Yes. How wonderful it will be to hear a gilt canary. A canary which is not alive, and yet which sings with a living voice.
Louis is emphatic, but no one could tell. It will truly be a wonderful wedding present for Lucien and me, but, Madame, Mother, I may call you that.
Of course, my child. I shall be your mother.
Oh, it makes me very happy to hear you say that. Mother, would you please keep this canary for yourself?
Oh, no. Oh,
but there are so many other things that Louis could give me. I know the canary has captured your imagination.
No, Marianne. If it is in your house, I can hear it. See it. Remember, I am not long for this world. But you and Lucien, you have your life before you.
Come in.
I was wondering if you were awake.
I've been awake since 4, Pierre. There's been so much to do. You made the full arrangements last night?
Yes. That young friend of mine, whom we met at the opera house, Captain Dupré. He will act as one second and I as the other, as I advise. Since you cannot use a sword, it's to be pistols. 8 o'clock, of course. I think perhaps if I could explain to you, we still have 2 hours, if I could explain how you use a pistol.
It's quite simple, isn't it? All one does is to press one's finger on the trigger.
Yes, but... Oh, Louis, I don't see any hope for you. No hope at all. If you'd only listen, if you'd only be sensible.
No, Pierre, I must fight for the honor of our family. If I die, I at least have shown that I'm not afraid. Here, Pierre, this is the list of my furniture and effects. Should anything happen this morning, you'll see that they're delivered to my mother.
Yes, Louis.
And here, in this box, wait till I open it for you. This is the bird I spoke of. The golden bird in the cage.
What a beautiful piece of work.
Should I not be present for the wedding of my brother Lucien and Marianne, this is to be my wedding present.
How magnificent it is.
Wait, you've seen it, but not heard. Listen.
Oh. It's incredible.
It's something to remember me by. If...
Oh, Louis.
Oh, most wonderful sleep. What is the time?
Almost 8 o'clock.
Almost 8. And I have slept till now. Why, is the best rest I have had since I've been in this house. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it is because you had your first day up yesterday. Lucien was so happy to see you, Ross.
Yes.
He is a new person now, Lucien, now that you have come, Marianne. There were times when he was looking so ill.
Really?
Yes. Especially when his brother Louis was imprisoned in your father's house. When he was being lashed.
Oh, that dreadful, dreadful time.
There was one time in particular when we feared that Louis might be dead. Lucien was in a dead faint, and there was a knock at the front door. How were we to know that it was Monsieur Godet?
Who else might it be?
We feared that it might be a repetition of a happening in our family between ancestor twins. You see, Marianne, when one twin died, there was a sharp rap at the castle door. The other twin went to answer, and his brother stood outside, a vision with blood streaming from him. He had warned his twin brother of his death.
But all that is behind us now, Mother. I will make Lucien happy, I promise you.
I know you will, my dear Marianne. When I think that it was not so long ago that I hated and feared your name, And now...
May I come in?
What did I tell you? Here he comes. Our Lucien, so hungry, so ready for his breakfast.
Quite true. If only you knew the work that Griffo and I had done this morning down at the stables. All the horses are groomed, fed, and watered. And I've even taken one out for exercise. How's my Marianne?
Oh, but she has had the best night that she has ever had. Perfect sleep.
Yes, Lucien. And you?
I was restless all night. Still, it's another day now. Yes, I was restless, tossing and turning with nasty dreams.
Good gracious, the visitor.
At this time of the morning? Don't go, Mother, I'll answer.
Very well, my son. But who can it be? I do not know. At 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'll soon find out.
Mother, I think Lucien looks a little tired this morning.
Do you?
Yes. Of course, I know he's been worrying about me.
Oh, still, now that we know you are well on the way to recovery, it will be better for all concerned.
Look. In the doorway.
Lucien. Lucien. You're so pale. So white. Your eyes staring. What is it, Lucien? What is the matter?
The visitor.
Who is it? In heaven's name, what is the matter, Lucia? Who is it?
It was my brother, Louis.
What has Lucien seen? Who is or was this strange visitor? Make sure you hear the next absorbing episode of The Corsican Brothers.